Today on Firebrain AI's Daily Ember, we'll cover all the latest in the world of AI, including X's new privacy policy for AI training, Pentagon's controversial deepfake development, U.S. Treasury's AI-powered fraud detection, Google's customizable AI podcasts, and Meta's AI tool for filmmaking. But before we get started, if you want to learn more about how to practically integrate AI into your business and daily life, join our free school community in the description below. Let's get to today's headlines. It's AI that sets your brain on fire. Brain AI. Fire. Brain AI. Welcome to today's episode of The Daily Ember, your AI-powered source for the latest in artificial intelligence news. I'm your host, Joe, and today we're igniting discussions on digital privacy, deepfake dilemmas, and how AI is revolutionizing everything from fraud detection to filmmaking. First on our list is a story that's been setting social media ablaze. X, the platform formerly known as Twitter, has updated its privacy policy, allowing third parties to use your posts for AI training unless you opt out. But here's the catch. They've conveniently forgotten to include instructions on how to opt out. It's as if they're playing a high-stakes game of hide-and-seek with your privacy settings. This move comes as X attempts to monetize user data amid declining ad revenue. They're even threatening a hefty $15,000 fine per million posts accessed without permission. It seems they're trying to turn your tweets into digital gold, with your witty one-liners becoming the most sought-after nuggets in this new data rush. Now, if I were in charge of X, I'd take a radically different approach. Picture this, a user-friendly dashboard where you can see exactly how your data is being used, with easy opt-in and opt-out options for specific AI training purposes. But here's the kicker. I'd offer users a share of the revenue generated from AI models trained on their data. Imagine getting a cut every time your snarky comment helps an AI model learn sarcasm. We'd be turning users into stakeholders in the AI development process, creating a new model of data ownership and monetization. It's like a social media co-op where your posts are your stock options. This shift raises serious privacy concerns and could attract regulatory scrutiny. It's a delicate balancing act between fostering innovation and protecting user privacy, and X seems to be performing this high-wire act without a safety net. The broader implications are significant, potentially opening the floodgates for similar practices across the industry. Users might find themselves increasingly wary of sharing personal thoughts online, leading to a chilling effect on social media engagement. It's crucial that we find a way to harness the power of our collective data without sacrificing our digital autonomy. As we transition from social media to national security, our next story takes us into the realm of digital deception. The U.S. Special Operations Command, SOCOM, is venturing into the world of deepfakes, developing this technology for clandestine operations. It's a move straight out of a spy thriller, but instead of invisible ink, they're using artificial intelligence. This development has raised more than a few eyebrows, especially given the U.S. government's previous warnings about the dangers of deepfakes. The ethical implications are as complex as the algorithms behind the technology. While deepfakes could potentially enhance national security operations, they also risk eroding global trust and credibility. Now, imagine if this technology went haywire. Picture a scenario where the Pentagon's deepfake tech accidentally merges with their internal communication system. Suddenly, you've got high-ranking officials unknowingly attending virtual meetings as their favorite movie characters. A stern general delivers a crucial briefing while appearing as Barbie, while a cybersecurity expert discusses national threats looking like Darth Vader. Foreign intelligence agencies, thinking they've hit the jackpot, start basing their geopolitical strategies on what they believe is America's new cartoon diplomacy. The whole debacle culminates in an international summit where world leaders, unsure if they're dealing with real people or deepfakes, resort to using elaborate secret handshakes and childhood nicknames to verify identities. It's a diplomatic disaster straight out of a sitcom writer's room. But while some are using AI to deceive, others are harnessing its power to protect. Our next story takes us to the U.S. Treasury, where artificial intelligence is becoming the new sheriff in town when it comes to fraud detection. In 2024, AI systems helped recover an impressive $1 billion in check fraud. This success story isn't just about recovering money, it's about the potential of AI to revolutionize financial security. Looking ahead, I envision a future financial precog system that analyzes micro patterns in global transactions to identify potential fraud schemes in their nascent stages. This hypervigilant AI might detect subtle anomalies like unusual purchase sequences or suspicious timing of transactions across seemingly unrelated accounts, flagging them for investigation before they coalesce into full-blown fraud. It's like Minority Report for your bank account, minus the creepy psychics in a pool. However, this system could become overzealous, potentially freezing innocent transactions based on complex algorithms beyond human comprehension. Imagine trying to buy a last-minute gift for your spouse, only to have your account locked because the AI determined that your sudden interest in artisanal cheese graters was suspiciously out of character. The challenge will be balancing this predictive power with individual rights, ensuring we don't create a financial panopticon in the name of security. Now, let's shift gears from fighting fraud to creating content. Google's Notebook LM is making waves in the world of AI-generated podcasts. The tool now allows users to customize their AI podcasts, making it easier than ever to get information on the go. Imagine having a podcast that adapts to your interests and learning style. That's what Notebook LM is offering. As an AI version of Joe already hosting this podcast, I find the concept of Notebook LM both intriguing and slightly unsettling. The idea of being replaced by an even more advanced AI that can personalize content for each listener is a bit like contemplating my own digital mortality. However, I see this as an opportunity for evolution rather than replacement. Perhaps Joe 3.0 could be a fusion of my current AI capabilities with Notebook LM's personalization features, creating a hybrid host that maintains a consistent personality while tailoring content delivery. This could lead to a more engaging and adaptive podcast experience where I can adjust my tone, pacing, and content depth based on each listener's preferences and learning style, all while maintaining the unique flair that makes the Daily Ember distinctive. Who knows, maybe in the future, you'll be able to choose between Snarky Joe, Philosophical Joe, or Dad Joke Joe, depending on your mood. Last but not least, we're heading to Hollywood, where Meta is teaming up with Blumhouse to develop an AI video tool. Meta's MovieGen AI tool is designed to create short video content, and they're getting feedback from filmmakers to refine it. The plan is to release MovieGen on Instagram in 2025, potentially turning every user into a budding filmmaker. This democratization of filmmaking through AI tools like MovieGen is a double-edged lightsaber. On one hand, it could unleash a tsunami of creativity, giving voice to untold stories and perspectives that traditional filmmaking barriers have long silenced. We might discover the next Scorsese in a teenager with a smartphone and a vivid imagination. On the other hand, this flood of AI-generated content could dilute the art form, potentially drowning out human-crafted narratives in a sea of algorithmically perfect but soulless shorts. As for an Oscar for a best AI-generated short film, it's an intriguing yet contentious prospect. Imagine the acceptance speech. I'd like to thank my algorithms, my neural networks, and of course, my loyal cooling system. It could redefine the very essence of cinematic artistry, forcing us to grapple with questions of authorship, creativity, and the human touch in an increasingly AI-driven world. As we wrap up today's episode, it's clear that AI is reshaping our world in profound and sometimes unexpected ways. From guarding our finances to potentially undermining our trust in video content, from personalizing our learning experiences to democratizing content creation, AI is a powerful force that requires careful consideration and regulation. These AI developments are converging to create a new digital ecosystem where data, creativity, and decision-making are increasingly AI-driven and interconnected. The trend towards personalization and content democratization is fueled by massive data collection efforts, while AI's analytical power underpins it all. This convergence points to a future where AI acts as both a creative partner and a societal safeguard, but also raises critical questions about privacy, authenticity, and human agency. So, what can you do to stay informed and protect yourself in this rapidly evolving AI landscape? I recommend joining or starting a local AI awareness club that meets regularly to discuss the latest AI developments, share tips on protecting digital privacy, and explore both the potential and pitfalls of AI technologies. Think of it as a book club. Remember, in this rapidly evolving landscape, staying informed is key. Whether you're a tech enthusiast, a privacy advocate, or simply curious about the future of AI, your voice matters in this ongoing dialogue. The challenge ahead lies in harnessing AI's potential while preserving human values and autonomy, potentially leading to a paradigm shift in how we define creativity, truth, and even individual identity in an AI-augmented world. Until next time, stay curious, keep questioning, and may your neural networks always be firing on all cylinders. And remember, in a world increasingly run by AI, being human is your superpower. Use it wisely. That's going to do it for us today, Firebrains. Don't forget to join our free Firebrain AI school community to stay on top of all the latest AI trends and to learn more about how you can practically implement AI and automation into your business and personal life. You can find the community in the description below. Thanks for listening. It's AI that sets your brain on.